Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
BetSweats, BetMGM Network, Tuesday mornings, recapping what just happened in the NFL, but we also want to look ahead. So we're going to take a Survivor first look at week number 8 in the National Football League. If you are in Survivor going into week 7, the likelihood is that you are still alive because it was a very, very chalky week. That was something that we discussed, Sam. Really, you just have to go back to Thursday. That was the game that got a bunch of people. Now, it was close with the Broncos and Packers knocking a handful of people out, but both of those teams come back, and they survived there. So pretty much most people got through. Over in Circa, there were 200 eliminations. Almost all of them were on the Pittsburgh Steelers. They still have over 4,200 left there. In my high-stakes pool over at Splash Sports, there are 66 left. In my larger pool, there are 398. And Paul has mentioned this because it was our first of two double pick weeks and just happens to be a week where almost everybody got through. Paul survived with the Broncos. I ended up doing Chiefs because I wanted a safe one. And then I got a little bit dicey with the Browns, or so I thought. That ended up being pretty easy. Chiefs, Bears, Patriots, Broncos, your top four picks, all safe. 34 had the Steelers. And then Packers, Browns, Seahawks, Lions, Niners were the next most popular teams. It's like, as long as you didn't take the Steelers, as long as you stayed away from Thursday, Sam, you were good in Survivor.
I know who you're not taking this week because you've talked about it. I don't want to, like, spoil it because we should have a conversation about it. You're not taking New England against Cleveland. I know that.
Here's the thing. You would think, looking at week 8, 6 teams on bye, you've taken 7 teams already, times are going to be tough. Nope. That's not how I view it, Sam. We have 8 teams this week that are favored by at least 6.5 points. 8. One is a 2-touchdown favorite, a 10-10.5 point favorite, and everybody else in that 6.5-7.5 range. So there are a lot of options this week. Be careful. Probably one or two go down. I don't see it being a repeat of week number 7. But what you were hinting at, I have number 6 on the list as far as if you go in order of the highest money lines. But they will be taken because people are buying on Drake May. This is not a spot where I want to take New England -7 versus Cleveland. Is that the one you were thinking of?
Yeah, I don't think you're taking New England. That's what I was getting at. I just don't – I don't know that you want to face that defense with this quarterback. I figured that was the case. There are some easy ones, though. I mean, Colts, 14-point favorite. Don't think they lose. Easy. But some people don't want to do divisional games. Okay, fine. So let's move on. Oh, there's the Chiefs, Monday night, 10.5 point favorite, 11 point favorite. Probably not going to lose at home to Marcus Mariota. Don't think that's going to happen. If you don't want to do that one, oh, Cincinnati, Flacco, Chase, Higgins against the Jets, who have not won a game yet. You've got a ton of options this week. That said, given all the favorites won last Sunday but one, and both favorites won Monday night, don't we know how this works in the NFL? We get upsets the next week.
Yeah, the primetime ones might be a little scary, but the dogs have been covering in the prime times. They've been winning outright a lot this year in the primetime games. Okay, so the ones you mentioned I like as well, but we are at a point in the season where maybe a lot of people have used Kansas City. Maybe they've used Indianapolis, and those are not options. I agree with both of those, of course. You mentioned Cincinnati against the Jets. Yeah, I'm good with that. How are the Jets going to keep up? Sam, they have not scored a touchdown in back-to-back weeks. I don't care if you believe in Flacco or not. I'm not saying he's going to repeat that performance, but he's going to do enough offensively where the Jets won't be able to keep up. They have no shot. They bench Fields during the game. I guess you're going with Tyrod moving forward. Whatever, it doesn't matter. They sit 0-7. They're probably going to be 0-8 after this game. Not a lot of spots to use Cincinnati. Almost no future value. I'm looking ahead. They get the Bears in week 9. Okay, when else are they going to be favored? I don't know. There are no spots.
Never?
Never. Maybe not. Maybe not. There's Pittsburgh, New England, at Baltimore, at Buffalo, Baltimore again, at Miami. Should be a winner late in the year.
Burrow, I would think, if he comes back, there's a lot of discussion about that. If he's cleared, will they bring him back? I mean, if your season's over, why would you bring him back? But if they're still alive and they clear him, you'll be favored week 17, week 18. You're home against Arizona, home against Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm not doing New England. We mentioned the three that we would do. Here's one that might be under-owned because there are so many options that I think is good. Atlanta at home after a bad road loss against the dumpster fire that is the Miami Dolphins.
That should
be good.
I wouldn't bet Miami money line with your money, so I understand it. No. I thought you were going to say Baltimore, but Atlanta's in that same school of you're kind of buying low on a team, although Chicago's clearly much better than Miami. We all understand that.
So with Baltimore, if you have them available, I would just rather use them after I see Lamar. Let's give them not the first week back. Let's wait a little bit, and we're going to have options down the road if you still have them, like the Jets. They get them. They go to Cleveland later in the year. Oh, look, next week they go to Miami, Sam. Like, there's another good spot. I'd rather Lamar get out there, return from the injury, and then I would take him. So I'd probably actually stay away. Even though I like Baltimore in the game and then at that number, I would stay away in survivor with Baltimore, with New England. Look, Buffalo against Andy Dalton. Yeah, they're going to win. I'm not sure I'm going to take them because of the other options that we have. And there's one more that we have not discussed with the large point spread. Would you use the Eagles against the Giants? Eagles at home. We just saw this game. Revenge on the Eagles' minds after the Giants upset them on the previous Thursday.
The Giants are not winning this game.
I would agree.
Not happening.
I'd agree.
Not twice in 3 weeks. Not happening.
Mm-hmm. So first look, we just gave you 6 options. We'll narrow it once we get to Thursday, but I think there are 6 solid options, and I don't care who you are, one of them is going to be available for you. Don't love New England. Don't love Baltimore. Indy, KC, Buffalo, Atlanta, Philly, Cincinnati. I think they're going to be good, which means one of them is going to upset a lot of people. But here's the thing. There's probably no chalk. Like, Indy will be used the most, of course, if you haven't used them yet. But there's probably not going to be any one team where it's, oh, my God, 30, 40%, because there are so many different options this week. So from that perspective, it is kind of interesting. Who do you want to use here? Who do you want to use that you're not going to be able to use moving forward? So make sure that you're looking at the future value, and we'll narrow the list a little bit once we get to Thursday on the show. As far as you know, it's Tuesday. People that are into fantasy, you know, Evans covers it like crazy at night. We were talking to Gertz off air about the waiver wire. I don't know if you've taken a look because you're working that wire, dude. You've got everybody injured on your team. And I was like, is it kind of a boring week? He's like, yeah, it's a lot of retreads for the most part. So it doesn't seem like maybe you want to lose your priority spot this week. But a lot of the injuries that we saw this past week, it comes down to the quarterbacks. And I don't think anybody's running to go get Mariota to play against the Kansas City defense or Andy Dalton to play against the Bills coming off a bye.
I won by a point this week. And I was telling the squad during one of the breaks, I'm very proud of this. I know people don't care about our fantasy teams and that's fine, but I only started two people that were in my opening day lineup. Like that's how much I've grinded this year. I traded for DeAndre Swift. I got Jared Goff off the scrap heap because Burrow got hurt. I started Jordan Addison, who I drafted and kind of stashed away. Michael Mayer, I had to scoop him up. He had one catch for 10 yards. The receiver in Tennessee, Io Manor. And then the Colts defense I picked up. Like, all my guys are hurt. McLaurin, Ridley, Njoku, Burrow. I cut another running back. Tracy was hurt. Benson, IR. My team is littered with injuries, and I still scored 116 points in a 12-player league. I don't know how.
Just getting by. Do you have guys that are going to be coming back?
Okay. McLaurin should come back, and Njoku should come back. Ridley should come back. I think Burrow eventually comes back, but Goff has been just fine. McCaffrey got me 40 points. 39.1. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
You do get a lot of buys this week. So I mentioned that with the Survivor conversation that we've got six teams on bye. You would think it would be kind of challenging, but maybe not. Just looking at some of the waiver wire lists that people are throwing out there, Flacco's interesting. If you think that he's just going to keep chucking it all day to those very talented receivers, if you're looking for a QB to fill a bye spot, maybe that guy's an option. As far as some of the other names, like Manangai, I know the Bears, he's getting a lot of love. Swift was the main guy, but he got a lot of usage, man. Ben Johnson is doing what he did in Detroit, and I don't know why people are surprised by that. Maybe because the Bears historically haven't had a good offensive line, or you look at the talent in the backfield, didn't seem like they had a lot, but it's not just Swift. He always uses multiple backs, so I don't think that would be an awful pickup if you were looking for a running back to fill a spot.
I need a tight end because I don't know what's up with Njoku. It looks like the top two tight ends on waivers are Aronde Gadsden.
Yes.
And
yes.
Juwan Johnson for the Saints. One of those two I should pick up, huh?
Well, then you got to play him Thursday if you go Gadsden.
I'm not playing Michael Mayer again. I'm good on that. I lived that nightmare already.
I don't mind that. Like, he had to throw all day because they were trailing, but Herbert was targeting him a ton. So he had 7 catches, 164 yards, and a touchdown. The key for me, 9 targets. Yes, you have all those weapons, Keenan Allen, Ladd McConkey, and Johnston was out. So if Johnston's out again, I think Gadsden would be a good look. You have upside. Young guy, terrific quarterback, not always pass heavy, but if they're trailing in a game, he certainly will be. If to fill an injury or a bye spot, like, yeah, I'd feel better about Gadsden than getting any piece of that hideous Raiders offense.
I'm dropping Mayer. See ya. Hit the bricks. Goodbye. Done. Well, so the claim has been submitted. Yeah. Mayer out. Gadsden in. Let's go.
Gertz says he's going to be the number one target. Really? For you're talking waiver wire. You're not talking Chargers. I assume
he's
talking
he
waiver
means wire. In the waiver wire, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. Did you see anything on Kincaid this week? Because, you know, these teams going by, you don't really know. I hope he's ready to come back.
According to this Buffalo blog, that says they need him. Okay, Sports Illustrated one day ago, Dalton Kincaid closer to playing week 8.
Yeah. That offense did not look great without him last time we saw him against the Atlanta Falcons. You're right. I think that's a good point on Atlanta. They are just that hot and cold team. If they have a great week, stay off or fade them. If they're coming off a bad loss or coming back home in a spot against a very soft opponent, that would be the week that you want to jump on them, right? Tua, dude, this guy was beyond awful. That guy was talking all that mess about we got to do this, we got to do that, and there's people showing up late to meetings. And then he goes out there and he throws 3 interceptions and he fumbled it 3 times. He didn't lose any of them, but he was kind of close to having 6 turnovers himself in that game. What a mess.
Which contract is worse, the Tua contract for $212 million or the Trevor Lawrence for $275
million? Probably Trevor Lawrence, just because more money. If you fire the coach, are both of those quarterbacks going to be gone from their current team next year?
I think Jacksonville should move on, or at least try.
I do too. You know that's not his guy.
No.
Mm-mm. You know it's not. Let him have his guy. He's proven enough, okay? He's your coach. Let him get his pick of a quarterback. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats. All right, coming up next, we've got our lightning bets. What does the room have in store for our first night of NBA action? We'll find out on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.